FASA, FGS. Yeah, I have, as far as DMR, and I agree, save the shekels, because I want to get that coax and get that antenna up on the house. But I have an Anytone 578 that was given to me as a combination birthday Christmas gift for the next 5 years. And it's a DMR analog radio with so many capabilities. I mean, it does GPS and packet and APRS and all this crazy stuff that I have no clue what it's about. But there's a couple of the guys from the Hayes Park Group, Ham Club, that have that radio. And they said I'm supposed to get together with them and so they can show me how to work it. There's a lot of computer work involved, and that's really, you know, I can do my spreadsheets, you know, when I was working, but as far as that kind of technology, I'm right at the edge of understanding it. Back to you, let me see, Dave, NAWCB.
Yes, yeah, I'm, like I say, there's a lot involved. You know, you download the, you know, there's the software that you can download to your laptop, and you know, you need, if you got cable, you can upload that to your, you know, all that information from the software onto your radio and that. But it's good that somewhat, you know, people from the Hazel Park Amateur Radio Club are helping you out on that. I've got to get another computer because it won't accept my the link here between the radio and the computer. It says that it doesn't have a port. So, but anyway, yeah, that will, like I say, that will open up the opportunities. I'll tell you, I'd probably, at least my thought is, you know, get your coax and get your antenna up on the roof, and then that way you're able to get on the air and, you know, it's proving, you know, if your distance there is much. But again, that's just my my 2 cents worth. NAWCB.